desidero.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, because it's the 13th day, we have today our Fatima Rosary procession for the peace. And when we pray the Holy Rosary, we are doing an act of charity, as Our Lady has requested us to do, not just for ourselves and for the peace of in the world, but also to help the poor and needy, most especially the holy souls in purgatory. Our Lady told the three Fatima children some quite striking things about purgatory during the first apparition on May 13th in 1917. Lucia, one of the Fatima children, asked the Blessed Virgin Mary if her friend Amelia, who had recently died, was in heaven. And the words of Our Lady were quite striking, that she, namely Amelia, will be in purgatory until the end of the world. What striking and stunning words about the girl who was only in her teens. And even of Francisco, the one of the Fatima children, Our Lady said that he must say many rosaries before he will go to heaven. So today, let us look, what must we do then to avoid being punished in purgatory? Because, of course, we want to do what is right, but we need also to trust to the great mercy of God Almighty. First of all, from the Catechism, what is purgatory? Purgatory is a place for those who die without having satisfied the punishment due to their sins. And when we are absolved in the confessional, the eternal punishment is removed, namely, we will go to heaven, but temporal punishment still remains, and we must do away that dissatisfy that temporal punishment, either here on earth or after our death in purgatory. So how do we satisfy the punishment due to our sins? That's why we have indulgences. We may say prayers, do acts of charity, and in this way satisfy punishment due to sins, not only for our own sins, but in great charity the sins of others. That's why acts of reparation are so important for a Catholic. They are something we are not obliged by justice to do, like, for example, we are obliged to attend Sunday and Holy Day Masses, but we are called and asked by Our Lady to do so out of charity and out of love to souls, especially poor souls. There are partial indulgences which remit only the part of the punishment, but remember that there is also plenary indulgences which remit the whole punishment due to our sins. And gaining a plenary indulgence is really not that difficult, and the Church has given us many ways and methods to gain those. And remember, especially when talking about indulgences, the apostolic blessing. Apostolic blessing is what the priest imparts to the person when he is in the danger of death. And that apostolic blessing has the plenary indulgence attached to it, which takes effect at the very moment of your death, which means you go straight to heaven. So know first from your holy Catholic faith that it is not some necessity that when you die that you have to go to purgatory to do your punishment. No, Catholic Church in her great mercy has received from Jesus Christ all the necessary means to avoid the punishment in purgatory, and she daily guarantees and gives those means to us in the form of indulgences. In fact, the normal course of the life of a Catholic is that he does his penance here on earth, and then he's taken straight to heaven when he dies. If one needs to go to purgatory when he dies, it means that something went wrong. That is not the normal course to take. Prayers, gaining indulgences, receiving the sacraments, and especially gaining plenary indulgence, they are not hard things to do, and the Holy Church wants us to make good use of all these great devotions which are drawn from the treasury of this Holy Church. Keep also in mind that in confessional, the reason why you say the act of contrition is that there, when the priest absolves you, you are sorry for all the sins of your whole life. And every time when the priest absolves you, he absolves you from all your sins, even those you have long since forgotten. So much mercy, so much kindness, and so much help does Our Lady give us. After all, she calls us her children, and what would not a mother do for her child? So, back to the beginning of the sermon about this teenage girl, Amelia. So, what does it mean when we heard the judgment of God that she must be in purgatory until the end of the world? What a stern judgment, but how merciful also is God. Do you remember from the Bible the story of Jonas and how he preached the punishment to the sinful city of Nineveh? The inhabitants of Nineveh had done so many horrible sins that God sent his prophet Jonas to preach to them and send them this message: yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be destroyed. There were no warnings or strings attached to that message. 40 days and this city will be destroyed. So of course people were struck with terror, knowing their guilt and how guilty they were in the eyes of God. But what did they do? They did not fall into despair. They fasted. They did penance in reparation for their sins. And do you remember in the Bible it said that Nineveh was not destroyed after all? So what happened? Did God change his mind? No, God did not change his mind, but man changed his conduct. Because of their repentance, God had mercy on the people of Nineveh and spared their city. So remember this great show of mercy when you meditate and think about the great justice of God. It's true that it was said of this girl that she will remain in purgatory until the end of the world. But please don't abandon her there. Of course she will remain there if there's nobody to pray for her. Every single one of us, if God would act according to justice, all of us would go not to purgatory, but to eternal punishment. But God doesn't want to punish us eternally. He wants us to be sorry for our sins and ask His mercy and the help from Our Lady to change our conduct, that we wouldn't be despaired, we wouldn't love the sin, and we wouldn't be afraid of justice, but we would love Him, our Creator, our God, who is such a loving and merciful Father. And don't think that you must go to purgatory. Never put any limits to God's grace. His justice is strict, true, but His mercy and love is even greater. And you don't just have loving and merciful Heavenly Father, you also have so loving, merciful, and helpful Mother in Heaven, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Remember also the last words which Bishop Dolan gave us. Always ask, Mother, what am I to do? So today we call her this great and wonderful Mother. Just call her under the mantle of such a loving Mother. Why should we fear for punishment? May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.